With your latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola says Manchester City's form over the past 4 months is amongst the best achievements he's enjoyed during his time at the club. City go into this week's international break fighting on four fronts for an unprecedented quadruple after making it through to the FA Cup semi-finals with a 2-0 win over Everton on Saturday night. Goals from Ilkay Gundogan and Kevin De Bruyne were enough to see City through to the last four, and Guardiola was keen to point out that City have won now 34 of their 39 games since November's international break, and although no silverware is secured, the Spaniard said he was lost for words for the amount of wins they have achieved during this condensed run of matches. Moving on, and Pep Guardiola has said he's warned all of his players who are going on international duty to be careful. He says the ongoing coronavirus vaccination push in the UK has made life a bit easier here, but knows the situation is different abroad and has warned his players to take extra care. He's also said that he's preparing to take a short personal sabbatical to recharge the batteries, saying for the next week he promises not to think about football before returning his attention to the games against Leicester and Borussia Dortmund after the international break. Finally today, and it's understood that Inter Milan have joined the race to sign Sergio Aguero at the end of the season. The City all-time leading scorer is out of contract this summer and is yet to be approached over a new deal. Barcelona and Paris Saint-Germain are understood to be interested. Inter are now thought to have put themselves in the frame and are monitoring the situation, whilst they're also said to be interested in Manchester United forward Edinson Cavani. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.